Berlin Shmir Saloshin Shir number 46, Shar Zechir Perig Vav. We're discussing Hatzaras does affect a person here in this world, even when there is no Beis Hamikdash. Vigam bo'oidoy b'chayim. Even while a person is still alive, ba'alois hanefesh lemailo, when his neshama goes up to Shemayim, when the person sleeps at night, we all know there's a report card and there's a charging of the batteries. I remember just like a year and a half ago, I was at a rest stop and I saw something the first time in my life. It's like the world is changing right in front of your eyes. At this rest stop, there must have been dozens of electrical machines to plug in your Tesla. To reboot, you know, for those who have Teslas. You have the gas station over there, and then you have the Tesla station over there. I never saw this before. I was at the rest stop for years, for decades. Also, I just turned to my left, and you have to reboot and recharge yourself so then the Tesla can continue going, or else it won't go, just like the gas, the car without the gas. Then the Shema goes up to Shemai when it sleeps at night. Part of it, not all of it, or else a bigger problem. And what happens then? Kol ilin milin bishin shedibra b'yoyim oilin ima. Not only does the neshama go up to Shemayim, but all the words of Lashon Hara that the person spoke go up with him, with his neshama. Kol ilin milin bishin shedibra b'yoyim oilin ima. All of these evil words go up with him to who? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol akdoishim b'deilin himene over zeh. So now where is this neshama? It's in the Makom of Kedusha. All of the Kedoshim, all of the Malachim, all of the Kedushin Shemayim, all that holiness, they run away from this person's neshama. They run away from him. They can't be next to the Shmutz. And there's no greater disgrace for the person's neshama, for his soul, than this bizoyness, this embarrassment. Now, we don't feel it and understand it and know about it here in this world. We just woke up this morning, we said Maidani, we washed Negevaser, we got dressed, get ready for Shachris, learn before davening, and start our day. But the neshama, and the Shem was horrifically mortified and embarrassed. And that's the battle every single day. Who's going to be victorious? The Neshama or the Guf? The Neshama or the Guf? And if the Guf is victorious, and it speaks those words of Lashon Hara, and it accepts those words of Lashon Hara, and Rechilus, and Moitz Yishemra, and it knows Devarim, then when it goes up to Shemayim at night, all the Kiddush and Shemayim runs away from it.